Mary Ann's Child. Mary Ann were alone wi' her baby in arms in her house wi' the trees overhead, where her husband were out in the night and the storm in his business a toilin' for bread. And she, as the wind and the elms did roar, did grieve for Robert all night out o' door. And her kinsfolk and neighbours did say of her child under the high elm tree, that a prettier never did babble or smile up atop of a proud mother's knee. And his mother did tossin' and kissin' and callin' her darlin' and life and her hope and her all. But she found in the evenin' the child wordin' well under the dark elm tree, and she thought she could gie all the wordle to tell for a truth what his island mid be. And she thought o' and last in her prayers at night, and she looked at and last as she put out the light. And she vown and grow woose in the dead of the night under the dark elm tree, and she pressed and again her warm bosom so tight, and she rocked and so sorrowfully. And there led a nestling the poor little boy till his struggles growed weak and his cries died away. And the moon were a-sheenin' down into the place under the dark elm tree, and his mother could see that his lips and his face were so white as clean axen could be, and her tongue were a-tied, and her still heart did swell till her senses come back with the vast tear that fell. Never more can she feel his warm face in her breast under the green elm tree, for his eyes be a-shut and his hands be at rest, and she can't see and smile up at she. But his soul, we dunno, is to heaven have led, where new pine is a-knowed and new tears be a-shed.